70 years after the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, many survivors are still suffering. A Red Cross study shows that almost two-thirds of survivors who die at two Red Cross hospitals in Japan are dying from cancer. Australian Red Cross CEO Robert Tickner told The Wire's Tegan Farrell why we should be concerned.
The findings demonstrate that 70 years after those weapons were dropped, they are still delivering pretty horrific consequences to the people who were impacted by the bomb. And those people included not just the people who were there when the bomb went off, but those who came in to help rescue and support those that were still alive, and then the people who came in to help clean up years after. And then, of course, there were people who were in their mother's womb, unborn children who were impacted.
Why should individuals be concerned?
I think every reasonable, civilized human being on the planet should be concerned. The truth of the matter is that we shouldn't be sleeping comfortably in our beds until we do much more to ensure the eradication of nuclear weapons from the planet. There are 16,000 nuclear weapons armed around the world. Most of them, or a very significant number of them, are way more powerful than the atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Some of them more than 1,000 times more powerful. But also, of course, these weapons are now in the hands of more and more countries. They're potentially going to get into the hands of non-state actors. And the further very grave worry for me is that these 16,000 weapons are, of course, capable of being lost, as some of them have been at various times, and for there to be an accident that sets off a weapon. So we've got to act on this. It's one of the greatest threats to civilization on the planet today.
What would you like to see happen?
I think it's a really exciting time for the world. You know, people have been calling for the banning of the bomb for decades, but we've now got 113 countries that have stepped up and prepared to sign a pledge that they want to do something about this. I think that can lead to a treaty or a convention that makes the use of nuclear weapons illegal under international law. I can't tell you how important that is, because it takes away the legitimacy of these wretched weapons, and it can only but increase the pressure on the nuclear weapon states to disarm. So I want the Red Cross strongly encourages our political leaders in Canberra to get behind this initiative. We want to see our political leaders in Canberra working together and taking a stand on this issue, because Australia, you know, has historically a proud voice on this issue in international affairs, and we can help influence the debate. You know, this is an issue for right now, and it's important that people write to their local member of the National Parliament in particular, supporting the stand by the Red Cross right around the world to make these weapons illegal.
Australian Red Cross CEO Robert Tickner speaking to The Wire's Tegan Farrell on the 70th anniversary of the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima.